It's Tuesday, August 14th, 2012, from Oroville, a fresh morning after last night's rain in preparation for tomorrow's dawn fire. A collective meditation on Sri Aurobindo's birthday at the Matra Mandir Amphitheater. The fire will be lighted at 5:15 a.m. A text on Sri Aurobindo will be read by the mother. Listen now, please, to the second in a series of dialogue between B and Luigi.
Yes, I would like to pick up from the interview of B, which you may remember long ago, that we have our first reflection. And there was a series of points which I would like to continue in the same spirit of deep reflection. Those points are, one, the perception of the galaxy as a yantra, which B mentioned. I had the impression that the perception of B was that the way this yantra aspect of the galaxy was coming up in that workshop that Doshi had with a large number of Aurovillian was slightly religious. And that was not my perception, because I myself had a dream experience where from the Matra Mandir pillars energies were coming out, spiraling, and creating this yantra effect. Beautiful, powerful, force, subtle, creating the foundation of the city to be. I don't read it as a religious experience, what I had. And I don't read it also the deep sources of yantra in all culture, not only in the Indian culture, as religious, but really subliminal symbols of universal forces, which goes much beyond religion. Religion after take and make it in a narrow meaning. So I just want to share this and maybe reflect on this with Bim.
I appreciate how you're approaching it, because the yantra symbolism, of course, is deep in all cultures. And my point there only was that the tendency in a group process is for people, when they want to make a point or they want to verify or establish their viewpoint, will then drop back to the deepest sort of verity that they can get to. And so that's the, I would say, the religious tendency that's in all of us, of course. And, you know, we want to say that, well, this is what God wants, or this is what the divine wants, or this is what the mother wants, or this is according to a particular yantric pattern that cannot be violated, because then, you know, it's broken and we're out of touch with the truth, with the reality that's happening. So in speaking about yantras and things that are outside of, let's say, the direct experience of Oroville in terms of town planning, to compare the galaxy to a yantra is fine, and to, you know, have that understanding, that reflection is fine, but then to take that and then use that as a way to say, well, the road should go here, we can do this, we cannot do that. That's where it goes off for me, and that's where I go back. And that it was so clear to me that happened during the Matra Mandir time, when this when the 24 meters of the room came up, and this Patrizia Norelli Bachelet, you know, made a huge drama worldwide.
Oh my God!
That the Matra Mandir was an adverse force, because we had violated this sacred number. You see, and that's an extreme example, but it's the same thing that could happen with this yantra story.
I agree.
The galaxy.
We have to be vigilant.
Exactly, yeah.
Mankind can rigidify everything, even the most beautiful revelation. And he has done, and even sometimes he has even gone to terrible extremes. So we have to be extremely vigilant and extremely discerning. And it's true that from one side, to perceive, to be receptive to that power of a certain movement, which is a universal life force, which we found even in our own cells, in our own DNA, but to leave it at the energy level and not make it very, very rigid. For example, for the crown, let's go into practical example. Mm-hmm. The crown, as people don't know, they think it's just a rigid, fixed things. No, it has been shifted already of 10, 15 meters for two simple reasons. One, it was falling into the Kali temple. You know the Kali temple,
yes.
Little lovely
yes.
corner in the industrial zone. And two, to make it pass it between two banyan near Tensi house when Tensi move. With a little shiftment,
yeah.
The point is here, yes, adjustment have to be done. Have
yeah.
to be done when there is a canyon, when there
you
is
see,
something.
You see, but where the problem comes for me, it's not about the adjustment, it's about communication. You see, everyone has to be part of the adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
The people who live on the land, mm-hmm. the people who planted the trees and all of that. And in Oroville, our problem is getting everybody to work together.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the thing itself. It's not about the road. It's about how are we going to, and when we all sit down together at a table, you can have the most diverse people. They can easily come up with a plan and say, okay, yeah, we cut this tree, we don't cut that tree, we do this. And it works. But if somebody who has planted a forest sees a JCB coming into that forest, ripping out trees that they have planted, you know, obviously it's not going to work.
I understand. And
that sort of tendency happens in Oroville, where one group is just goes ahead without everybody really being on the ground and concerned and knowing.
That's your perception. It's true that there may have been a moment where people have felt imposed by some development. Let's tackle this.
No. Let's give a practical example that just happened last week
on this
little radio that comes past Vikas.
Yeah, okay.
It's reported in the new Oroville today that they cut a lot of trees there, you know, no prior notice. They did it in the late afternoon and they did it really fast. And the way they justified it was, they said that, well, the contractor didn't know which trees to cut. That's why he cut too many.
No, that's not the way. Certainly, I am not supposed. No, but wait a second.
Mm.
You speak of communication.
Yes.
Communication is the first step, basic, elementary step of any good participatory planning.
One has to be on the spot with the people who are there. The people may not even come to them. Yeah,
both.
Okay,
you need
both.
You be the general because you have to give the larger perspective, images, the meaning, the rationale behind. And then you go on the spot with botanists and people who are environmentalists, and there you try to find a common sense solution. But you speak of communication,
right. 100%,
200% in agreement. But communication, my dear friend, is not enough. You need a deep goodwill because, I'm sorry, I have done 1,000, like you, meetings.
Yeah.
But you know what I have met? I have met goodwill. I have met ignorance in the sense, in the positive sense that people were not informed and where you have to give information. But I have met also sometime bad will. And that, I would like to touch it with you.
Well, who hasn't? in Oroville, we have met a lot of...
How we do on
very
that?
Very bad.
Yeah, so how we do about that?
Okay, so that's another issue when the thing gets blocked.
Yes,
when the
how
thing
we do.
Blocked, how do we do it?
How we do when people say, this is my property, this is my place, my backyard garden, don't touch it. And they go against the collective need.
Exactly.
Evidently, how you do?
Yes.
So?
Well, I have struggled with that in Kota Karai, in the Kota Karai Plaza, where people have absolutely refused.
Yeah.
And so then we have to stop.
How? Let those who wants to do genuinely a urban research, how to live a different lifestyle, please let them do it.
Absolutely.
How come
absolutely.
That interest of community, ideological interest, in the name of environment, in the name of private properties, after 44 years or so, we are still at this 2,250 people and in a moment of stagnation.
Yeah.
That is coming to an end.
Yes.
So I am not speaking of police or of a high intervention, but there should be a strong collective will who said enough, it's time to move forward.
Exactly. No, I'm in 100% agreement with you. And that's what's happening now. We have an exit policy coming.
Yeah.
Some people do not belong in Oroville who are here.
Yeah.
We because they don't want to cooperate.
Yeah. The question was after communication, which is the first requirement, after the invitation of active participation, not participation only to give an opinion in a general meeting, run away, and then you left with the baby to deal with. But active participation, you want to change things, come in, fine. But when you met, and we have, you know very well, cases like this, which really hamper the development, we should, I don't know, what is the tool, but there should be a collective tool by which you direct the energy towards collective growth,
yes,
and not stagnation or constant blockage.
Yes, yes.
You mentioned, and now I listen to you, you mentioned the aspect of the exit policy, which is also under consideration right now.
So this is something that's becoming very clear in Oroville, that we need processes to deal with people who are in a certain sense in direct violation of what we're trying to do here. For example, the guy building the house across from Vikas on the road, you know, there's an obvious example of somebody, you know, who you can't be an Orovillian if you're going to follow village principles and follow your family and things like that. You cannot, it's an incompatibility. And so we need processes to deal with people like that who want to choose that. There's nothing wrong. You want to choose the village lifestyle, the way things are done. You want to choose a capitalist model that you brought from the West in your own business. Fine, you do that. But it doesn't fit in Oroville. No. We have to be very clear about that.
So
I think we're coming to that stage in Oroville where the community is has enough collective will and force to discuss with people and let them make the decision. Okay, do you want to go with Oroville or do you not want to go to Oroville?
Hmm.
So the community needs always to be totally informed of what's happening. We need that transparency.
Absolutely.
And we need the processes. We have much more now in conflict resolution, restorative circles. All these things are now coming because they're needed. They're
Absolutely.
Needed at this stage. And so we're moving into that, I think, into that dimension because we do have to develop Oroville. The city has to come.
Absolutely.
But we have to also go back to this idea, what is the galaxy plan? What is the master plan? Now, at this point, I would say in the collective life of Oroville, these are like buzzwords. These are things you say, the galaxy plan, some people are elated, other people are depressed. You know, and neither one really knows what the galaxy plan is or what it means. People don't know what's in the master plan. They don't know there are these old-fashioned things in there. There's some very good things, but there are some absolutely things that should not be there. So all of this is part of the development process. So what we need then, as you said earlier, we need that goodwill, that so-called goodwill, where we can sit down at the table. You can sit down at the table with anybody from the Greenbelt or from the farm or from the town or from anywhere, and we're all Orovillians.
Certainly, B. I fully agree on necessity of clear processes, of goodwill. Let's see what the galaxy says about the interpretation, the translation from a concept into an urban design and then into a development project of the parks and garden.
Exactly.
Let's see also what it says for the typology of habitat in Sector 1 and 2 and the bylaws by which architect developers can work in an orderly way. Today is a messy situation where we don't create a body, we create a puzzle without any connection. We all know where are the service and this and that.
But you see some developments coming nicely, like this Mahalakshmi Park. This German group, they made this beautiful design and everything. The community can look at these things.
We can study.
The cycle paths are there.
Absolutely.
Everything.
So that is the way where instead of going into endless metaphysical discussion, this caused the parks.
Yeah.
Now I am one, you know me, I love parks. For me, we have to do the parks simultaneously to the development. And why? Because
but I don't see
it's
a difference
tool.
Between the two.
Absolutely.
You see, parks are development.
Absolutely. Park is development, yeah. But it can also remove, and here we go to our subject, remove, try to create a solution. You see, look at practical things. Now we're going to practicalities. The lake. When you look, and I know very well the trees which are on top of the future lake, some of them are temporary trees, some of them are not valuable trees, but some of them are. What shall we do? Do we just cut them off? No. When it comes housing development on this side here at the city center, again, same problem. So the point is not the trees also on the right of way along the radial. The problem is one, we are going to touch hundreds and hundreds of trees. So how to find a win-win situation here where development is not crashing environment and environment is not stopping development? I don't have a solution, but I know that...
But don't make the division between the two. Between
I am coming.
Get to the synthesis.
Give me time to come to the synthesis. This is only the things. Yes. If we plan properly the four parks by the team they have, Mahalakshmi, Maheshwari, Ma Saraswati, and Mahakali, and to interpret in a modern way, we plan properly. We can easily transplant trees into this park and get the park almost ready, even if we lose 10, 20, 30% of these trees. But today we master very well the transplantation tree. Same, you see, for the three trees on the road of the crown where so much debate, energy has gone into it, could have been transplanted 50 meters at a distance into the Mahalakshmi Park. And today we have the technology for doing this.
Today at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, a general meeting called by the Residents' Assembly Service on behalf of the Working Committee and the Oroville Council. All residents of Oroville are invited to an information and feedback meeting on the proposed admission and termination regulations proposed to be put up for consideration to the Governing Board in September. And the purpose of this general meeting is to gather input and feedback from the Residents' Assembly to be integrated in the proposal. For more information, click the reply button or call 890-330-6837. Juice and samosa will be provided to sustain inquisitive souls. The following has been excerpted from Some Words of the Mother. And when something in a person seems completely unacceptable or ridiculous, what, he is like that? Say to yourself, well, well, but perhaps I do the same thing without being aware of it. I would do better to look into myself first before criticizing him. If you have the good sense to do this, you will realize that your relations with others are like a mirror, a reflection presented to you so that you can see more easily the weaknesses you carry within yourself. You've been listening to Oroville Radio. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Sebastian. Direct your comments and queries to oroville.org. And thanks for listening.